Dozens of metal gears on a large machine turn. A large set of double doors opens onto a cloud-filled sky. Lion's Gate.
This is your captain speaking. Flight time to Nice will be 7 hours, 30 minutes. Our flight attendants will be coming by to provide you with complimentary beverages.
Excuse me?
We'll be flying...
A blonde woman sits back with her eyes closed.
Hello.
Relax and enjoy your flight.
Excuse me? Hey there!
The woman opens her eyes.
Mom! Do you mind?
Emergency exits 13D, sweetie.
Great. Got it. Thanks, Dad.
The woman gazes around herself.
Excuse me.
She looks upward and sighs.
3 Chardonnays, please.
No, nothing for me. I always remain alert in flight.
Me neither. Thank you. Just the 3, then.
I am so proud of you, sweetie. A lot of women who just got dumped would have backed out of this vacation, but not you.
Thanks, Dad, but I didn't get dumped. It wasn't quite like that.
It was mutual.
Yes.
They agreed to part ways when he dumped her.
I thought it was because he needed space.
No, he just didn't find her spontaneous enough. Too safe. Predictable.
I am sitting right here. I can hear you.
He tried to get you to go bungee jumping. You wouldn't do it.
Oh, I have a thing about heights and a rule about vomiting in public. I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Too many rules, dear.
There's nothing wrong with being cautious, sweetie. Safety is sexy. First time your mother and I made love, we managed to keep our seatbelts on the entire time. It wasn't easy.
Okay, Dad. What did I just say about vomiting in public? Change seats.
And the emergency exit is...
13D. Trust me, I know where it is. About to throw myself out of it.
In computer animation, a circle with a coat of arms and the words Central Intelligence Agency. Alert, target located. A picture of a goateed man. Jasper Leveno. Lionsgate presents... A helicopter appears. An Aversano Films and Catalyst Films production, Operation Leveno, activated. A gloved hand grabs a Ferrari key placed beside the computer keyboard. A Lionsgate production. Elsewhere, a red Ferrari speeds down a winding road, a computer map showing the car's route. Laguette, France, a film by Robert Luketic, starring Ashton Kutcher as Spencer and Katherine Heigl as Jen. Several computer-created aerial maps dissolve to the Ferrari, now traveling at full speed down a mountain road. Killers. Also starring Tom Selleck as Mr. Kornfeld, a young brown-haired man wearing sunglasses drives the Ferrari. Agent 993-772-0039, success rate 99%, single, no living relatives, agency contact Jay Holbrook, status, active, Catherine O'Hara as Mrs. Kornfeld. A helicopter flies near the car.
I got a visual on him now. Target confirmed. I know the drill.
The helicopter lands over a yacht. Two men and a woman hop off the helicopter. A man hops on a boat. The car still goes at full speed. Three men and a woman are on the boat. Title, Nice, France. The car stops in the town. Both of the passengers get out of the car. The lady sits down behind the steering wheel and drives off. Title, 3 minutes. The same man that was driving the car takes pictures of the yacht. Aerial view of Nice. Title, directed by Robert Luketic.
You have until 5 p.m. to deliver the package. Then the boss wants you to close the account.
Yeah. I will have his final bill ready to go.
You have my wife and I on the second floor and my daughter on the third when I specifically booked adjacent rooms.
I assure you, your room is lovely, Mr. Kornfeld.
Lovely and adjacent are not the same thing. She's a single woman, all alone.
Oh.
Recently single. I am not always alone. Dad, the room is fine.
Do you know how many push-in robberies happen in hotels, sweetie? Third floor. We'd like an ocean view.
Always the same thing with the rooms.
Let Daddy do his thing. Little French middle cave. He's a weasel face like you know who. Richard. I'm talking about Richard.
I know, Mother. We're not discussing him anymore, remember?
Forget I said anything.
I do not speak French.
Excuse me. We have resolved the problem.
I'm going to go check on my room. You and Daddy figure this out.
You want little Maylocks for the road? Wouldn't it be easier just to humor me?
A woman inside an elevator eats some chewable antacids and reads the information on the bottle. When she is about to get out of the elevator, she sees a shirtless man holding swimming flippers. They look at each other. She looks at his body. He smiles.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
The man walks inside the elevator.
This one?
Title, going down.
Mm-hmm.
Title, you forgot to press the lobby button. She frowns. The man keeps smiling. The woman rolls her eyes. She tries to put the bottle of antacids inside her purse. Title, it must be a slow day if you're riding the elevator for fun. The woman walks off the elevator. She looks back. He is walking behind her. They walk down a path. He walks a couple of steps behind her. She looks at him from time to time. An aerial view of the hotel. A big swimming pool is seen in the middle of the city. Title. Amazing. You look even more surprised every time you see me. He smiles.
I don't speak French. Je ne parle
français. No, I got it the first time. Why were you pretending back there?
I don't know. Why did you follow me?
I was already going to the beach, remember?
Yeah, well, I could be going swimming too.
Are you?
No. I'm just gonna go marinate in shame.
I'm Spencer, by the way.
It's nice to meet you, Spencer.
Do you have a name?
Jen. Jennifer. Sometimes Jenny. No, it's Jen. It's just Jen.
I'm gonna go swimming before it gets dark.
Yes, of course. Muscles like that take some upkeep.
He turns and leaves.
Do you want to get a drink with me tonight?
Yeah, sure. I don't have anything better to do, so why not?
Great. I'll see you at Stella Maurice at sunset. Unless you have something better to do.
He walks to the ocean. Jen opens her suitcases.
Cute dress. Oh, God. Oh, thank God I have all my socks. Gotta find a dress.
Underwater, Spencer opens a bag. He checks to see no one is watching him. A car stops in front of a shop. Jen hops out of the car. Spencer climbs a chain that is hanging from a yacht.
Knocked on your door several times. I can't believe you're missing this.
I know, Dad. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, my stomach, it's going crazy.
Once in the yacht, Spencer looks at the helicopter.
Look, we'll come back right away with saltines and ginger ale.
No, stay put. I'm fine.
Don't be a hero, sweetie.
Dad, trust me. You don't want to be a part of this.
Wait.
Darling, Leisha looked thin on the beach.
Spencer slides under the helicopter and sticks something under it.
You sure you're gonna be all right?
Yes. You and Mom go. Have fun without me.
Hey.
A man points a gun at him. Spencer kicks him.
You're gonna find the perfect guy. Someone who is good and decent and kind. Who doesn't have a dishonest bone in his body.
He keeps punching him. Spencer grabs the unconscious man and jumps in the ocean. City life in Nice. Jen waits, seated at a table. She looks around. Spencer arrives and gives her a flower.
Oh, God.
You picked the perfect table.
C'est pour vous le champagne, monsieur?
Please. I had to atone for being late, so...
Oh, too bad I hate champagne.
I'm sorry, please.
I was joking. It was a joke. That was a joke. I am a dating robot sent here to observe your ways.
Jen smiles.
You just pulled a robot voice.
She covers her face with her hands.
All right, don't worry. There's a certain segment of the population that goes over big for that sort of thing.
Yeah, nerds. They're my bread and butter.
Yeah? How's that working out for you?
Jen sees her parents. She hides under the table.
Oh, God, shoot. Oh.
This isn't at all. How about you?
I don't know.
What do we... Are you all right?
All I wanted was a big potato.
Okay.
Spencer looks under the table.
Are you on the lam?
You see that guy over by the menus? Freakishly tall, excellent mustache.
Spencer looks over.
Okay.
No. We do need to sit down somewhere.
That is a gorgeous mustache.
Well, he's a Russian diplomat. Also kind of a pervert. Sat next to him on the plane, got a little grabby.
Really? Wait. Women don't like grabby? I'm gonna have to change my whole MO.
They resume sitting upright.
Should we order?
A helicopter flies nearby. Spencer looks at it.
You know what? Let's get out of here. The service is awful, and I need to show you Nice.
Jen smiles. They both stand up.
You realize I'm going to make you tell me your whole life story.
Spencer texts over his cell phone. Title, Armed.
It's boring.
A helicopter that flies over Nice explodes. Elsewhere, two glasses of champagne sit on a table in a nightclub.
Want some of mine?
Oh, no. I really don't drink that much. I should... Slow down. What do you do?
Me? Consulting? I'm a consultant for a company. Company consulting. Lately, we've been doing a lot of downsizing. I travel a lot. So downsizing. People.
Oh. Well, if you could do anything, you know, anything in the world, what would you do?
I just think it'd be nice to put down some roots, you know? I've actually always wanted to know my neighbors. I've never had that before.
It's actually pretty beautiful.
You're pretty beautiful.
It's the dress.
It's not the dress. You'd be beautiful without the dress. Not that I'm visualizing you naked. Well, although I'm sure you would look beautiful. I'm saying that you would be beautiful clothed differently as well.
Yeah, thank you. I do need another.
Why don't I get you another?
Okay.
Don't leave.
All right.
Spencer goes to get another glass. A man looks at Jen.
Stay put.
The same man walks to her.
Okay, fine. I will dance with you.
I'm sorry, what?
You almost ripped out of your dress to try to seduce me. It worked.
No, I would...
We dance.
Okay, maybe just for a minute. Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You are a very enthusiastic dancer.
Spencer looks at Jen dancing with the man.
This is very nice, but I should really get back to my date.
Now I blow your mind. Don't move.
Oh, now you're going to blow my mind. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, I think
I should be. I'm going to cut in here.
Back off, Yankee. Go find your own prostitute.
Oh, no. No, you're misunderstanding. I'm sorry. I am not. Does this dress say prostitute? No.
They both leave.
It's not really. It's media. Wait, just Jen.
Yes.
Just Jen.
Yes.
There's something that I've been wanting to do all night.
They walk towards each other.
Your tag was still on.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No, 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 no
it's okay. Oh, God, it's okay.
No, it's... I can't afford this dress. I left the tag on because I can't afford it. Not unless my father buys it for me, which he wouldn't because he's not here.
It's okay. It's fine.
God,
are you okay?
No, I can't breathe. It's so tight. Oh, God, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't keep this up. I'm not this girl. I'm not spontaneous. I never drink this much. And I don't live on the edge. I live a very quiet, normal life.
I would like a normal life. I'd kill for a normal life.
Well, just it gets worse. Just, you know that guy at the restaurant with the mustache?
The Russian pervert.
That's my dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really bad home situation.
No, no. Oh, God, no. He's not Russian or a pervert. He's a pilot. You know, he flies planes. I came on vacation with my parents. That's how lame I am. I was supposed to come here with my geek boyfriend, but he dumped me for this girl and the...
He grabs her face and kisses her. She looks at him.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I can't breathe. This dress is really, really tight. I need to get out of it. Seriously, I've been sucking it in all night. Can you just, you gotta get it off. Just take it off.
Really?
Yeah, take it off.
Okay.
Yeah, all let's right. do this.
It's, the zipper's stuck.
Just break it. It's fine. My father will pay for it.
Break it.
Yeah, break it.
Right here, just turn it. Just stay, don't.
Oh my God.
He takes out a knife and rips off the dress.
Thanks. I'm gonna be over here doing this in this manner.
She covers herself with a blanket.
Thank you for being so honest. I actually feel like I should share something with you.
From the bed, she looks at him.
It's gonna be really hard to say, but I feel like you're real, so I want to be real with you. I never really told anybody this before, but I kill people.
He looks at her and sees that she's asleep.
Wow, you're taking this a lot better than I expected. Awesome. I mean, usually it's bad people. It's not like I'm not killing good guys. I'm not a murderer. I'm a professional. I professionally kill people. You're a great listener. Excellent listener. I don't like what I do. I'm not a fan of it. But I like you.
He watches her sleep.
Tomorrow I'm going to show you niece.
He sits on a couch.
And hopefully that's just the beginning. Because I like you.
Spencer drives his Ferrari through Nice. He drives through different paths.
I want you to stay here beside. So just tell me today, take my heart.
Spencer and Jen kiss near the sunset.
Please take my heart. Just say yes.
Elsewhere, a picnic blanket lies on a stony beach. A trail of clothing, including shoes and undergarments, lead to the shore.
It's not a test, nor a trail.
Jen and Spencer embrace underwater. A small boat nearby rests on the shore. An aerial view of the secluded beach.
That was really heartfelt.
Later, Spencer and Jen sit at an outdoor cafe.
I'm sorry.
Spencer looks at someone behind Jen's back.
This is really good. You should take a bite.
The bearded man, who wears sunglasses, stands up and walks toward them. He leaves his book behind.
Good Lord. French food.
I'm going to go to the restaurant.
Spencer stands up. There's a book on the bench. Title, The Rough Guide to France. Spencer grabs the book and opens it. There's a card inside. Title, Cemetery, 3 p.m. from H.
It's a crush, Spence. It happens. Go shoot some guns and screw some models. You'll be good as new.
And what, kill some more people?
They're enemies of the state, not people.
Are you sure about that? Because 5 years ago, Leveneau worked for us. And then the NSA and then God knows who else. But this week, he's the enemy.
The hell's wrong with you? You go screw Pollyanna for a week and suddenly your life's work's out the window?
She's normal. And I feel normal when I'm with her. And maybe
Wake up. Her world only exists because of people like us. And I'm sorry if people change sides. Sometimes a friend becomes an enemy and you have to take them out.
She trusts me. And I'm not willing to compromise that.
Now, these jobs are not optional, Spencer. You don't get to just walk away.
Watch me.
You are who you are, Spencer. You can't change that.
Spencer walks away from the man. A big white house with trees surrounding it. Spencer and Jen's dad skeet shoot.
So I hear you're jobless.
Corporate consulting's a tough business, sir.
Yo, Jen and I were talking about putting some roots down. I might open up my own firm here.
Look at my shoes. They're Edward Green. I picked them up 20 years ago when I was still flying the London route. If you have something of great quality and you take good care of it, you'll have it forever.
I know you're worried about Jen.
Why would I worry? I am confident that you'll never hurt her.
It's a nice shot.
Thank you. I was an Eagle Scout.
They really let you shoot stuff in the Boy Scouts?
So do the Marines.
Ah, Semper Fi.
That was yours.
I thought you were prepared,
Spencer. You would have learned that in the Boy Scouts.
I was in 4-H. You know, Jen's not some fragile China doll. She's funny, and she's sweet, and she's smart, but in this kind of an off-kilter way, where one minute she can be talking about the strategic value of Nice in World War II, and the next she's telling me that Cary Grant dropped acid. My point is, it doesn't matter what she says, I can trust her. I depend on her, sir. It's not the other way around. So, with your blessing, I'm going to marry her.
Jen's dad looks at Spencer.
Welcome to the family, Spencer.
Thank you, Mr. Kornfeld.
Please, call me sir.
Title, 3 years later.
How big is it?
Oh, it's big. Probably the biggest on the block.
Jen and Spencer walk through a big house. She is blindfolded.
Maybe in a magazine or in your dreams.
Well, I know what to do with it.
I'll help you navigate the tricky parts.
Greedy. It's this blindfold that's making me...
Sorry, I didn't...
Spencer opens a door with a big bow on it.
Prepare to be...
Oh!
He takes the blindfold off and she looks around.
Oh my God, Spence. You remodeled my office. It's so organized.
Okay. You can kiss me now.
How did I get so lucky? How did I get a guy like you?
It was easy. It was your charm and your wit.
You really should not be spoiling me, especially since it's your birthday weekend.
No, we talked about this. We're not going to make a big deal.
He goes into another room and turns on the light.
No parties.
It's just dinner tomorrow night with my parents, I promise, but I never agreed to no presents. Come on, I have been keeping the secret for a week. I'm at my limit.
She gives him an envelope. He opens it.
You kill me.
Open dated tickets to Nice. I thought we could go back to where it began, you know? And the best part is we can go anytime, but because I rule, I got 2 weeks off at the end of the month.
What?
Do you not want to go to Nice?
Of course I do. Things are hectic at work right now. We have a lot going on here. Plus, the peach parade is at the end of the month, and you were going to make your cobbler. So.
My cobbler sucks.
You know what made Nice great? You. I have everything that I need right here.
Spencer leaves the house in his truck. He looks at his neighbors while he drives.
No, pick up the pace.
Block party.
All right. Yeah, and you guys can dress up.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. You know what?
Here's another one.
Yeah, we're going to have those wings.
Great.
That's got a little bit of my spit on it. Don't clone me. Okay, we're going to go make love. You have fun.
Okay.
Take care.
We'll have a good one.
Block party. You get a cheek, makes you wonder where.
Has sonar behavior-based protection that defends against any unknown online threats, so be sure to flag that feature for undecided clients.
Okay, people. You heard her. We're rolling this out immediately, so let's hop to it. Jen. Polished and concise, as always.
Thank you.
Don't change a word when you go to San Francisco.
You want me to speak at the conference?
No. I want you to dominate it.
Okay. All right.
You fly out tomorrow.
Oh, but Mr. Newport, tomorrow's... it's such short notice. There's no one else you can send.
The conference isn't till Monday. Just take the weekend to prep. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Later, on the phone...
Of course, I didn't say that it was Spencer's birthday.
Because it is extremely unprofessional to turn down a business trip to babysit your husband, birthday or not.
And that's why I didn't mention it. Can you take him out tonight or not? Hello? Dad?
If I have to. Love you, sweetie.
I love you too. Bye.
Gets out of his car and walks toward his office.
No, it's too low. Can you lift the back one up an inch? Right there. Perfect.
Can you come in tomorrow? I'm sorry. Mildred's having trouble with the billing again.
Saturday, Mildred, and bills. A trifecta.
Sorry. Thank you.
Fine.
What do you think about this thing?
Well, Henry says it's a statement piece.
Yeah, but is it stating that we like ugly stuff hanging from our ceiling?
They look up at lamps made of animal antlers.
Yep,
what?
Yes, you turned our conference room into Bambi's nightmare.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, do me a favor. Grab some flooring samples for Olivia, all right? Something durable that cleans up easy. In case we decide to have sex on the floor.
Of course. You'll worry, she'll vomit.
Oh, I like her even more when she's mean to me.
You're going
to
give me a lawsuit.
Probably. She gets aggravated, though, you know, when I flirt with other women. That's what it is.
You do realize that only happens in pornos.
Yeah, The good pornos. I'm gonna give her a shot. As soon as I'm done letting Olivia do dirty things to me.
Well, that's gonna take a while.
Are we gonna pretend to play basketball tonight or what?
No, can't do. I got dinner with Jen.
I think I just saw your balls roll by.
Yeah, you wanna go catch them for me?
Just crushed it. Just crushed one of your balls right there.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see.
Call me Ball Crusher from now on.
Spencer looks at a box and opens it. Inside the box, there's the book he found in Nice. Spencer opens the book and finds a card. Title: Come See Me, XOXX from H. Spencer writes some numbers on a piece of paper and marks some words on the book. Spencer googles Peach Plaza Motel. Spencer grabs his phone and dials a number.
Peach Plaza Motel.
Yes, I'm trying to reach a guest named...
Sir?
Yes, the guest name... Annabelle Hensler?
Just a moment.
Well, it took you long enough. We need to meet.
It's not gonna happen, Annabelle.
You know, I get that you love being the soft suburban zombie. But
like I told you 3 years ago in Nice, you can't just walk away from this game. I got a job for you, kiddo.
I'm out.
You're gonna have to find somebody else to clean up your mess.
My mess? If you don't do this job, it'll be your mess. I'm in
room 114. I'll be waiting for you.
Just do what I'm telling you.
Spencer!
Hey!
Spencer.
Did you just hang up on someone?
Nope.
Jen's tied up at work, so I'm supposed to do something nice for your birthday. So here I am. I'm going to feed you.
Boy, that's great. But really, I can grab something real quick.
You're saying you'd rather eat alone?
No, of course not. Let's break some bread.
Jen's father sees the card and reads it.
Who's H?
My old boss. Just asked me if I want my old job back.
He sent you hugs and kisses.
Yep. It's a French thing. You know, always kissing.
I can't take you to dinner dressed like a street urchin. So, we'll stop by your house and pick up adult apparel. I'll leave my car here.
I will meet you out front.
Jen's father leaves. Spencer grabs his gun. Nighttime. Spencer and Jen's father pull up in front of Spencer's house. They both get out of the truck.
What's with you kids? Jen shouldn't be coming home to a dark house. It's not safe.
Couldn't agree with you more, sir. Did I leave my keys in the trunk?
I am not telepathic, Spencer.
Maybe I'm just...
This is not Candyland. Unlocked trucks get stolen. Which is why careful men use the garage.
Thank you, sir.
The keys are in the ignition.
Spencer walks up to his house. He's about to grab his gun.
I told you I wouldn't throw you a party
on my birthday. Right. That's very cute.
Not what you were expecting, right?
No. Okay. All right. I'm going to run upstairs and change really quick.
Okay. We'll be down here waiting when you come back. Surprise!
Spencer walks to his room and dials a number on his cell phone.
Good evening, Peach Plaza Motel.
Yes, can you connect me with Annabelle Hensler, please?
One moment.
He puts his gun inside a drawer.
No answer, sir. Would you like to leave a message?
No. No. No message.
Mama!
Oh, sweetheart! Oh, dear. I was just telling Jen how you are going to come over tomorrow. We can't let you spend your birthday alone.
I got the block party.
Oh.
So, yeah.
We could come with you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Perfect.
Yeah?
Great.
Yeah.
Great. I'm coming, you lush. Oh, Henry might be staying tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, smoke on the water. This chick was electrified. Pow! Stab! Pop! Woo!
Okay.
I need to get a fill-up.
Uh-huh.
You got something there you think I might like?
I'll see you guys in a minute.
Or something you might like. It's your party. You get to have whatever you want.
Wine.
Having fun?
I like wine.
I'll go open it.
I'll be here with a birthday kiss when you get back.
I just hope that it was a good surprise. You know what I mean? He seems kind of distracted.
Well, he wasn't expecting a house full of people. Cut him some slack.
Maybe Kristen is right about the three-year thing. You would tell me, right? You wouldn't sugarcoat it, because with things like that, it's just better to know. I mean, my legs aren't hairy, but I have been in my fat jeans for the last 2 weeks, which may be why he would rather stay home and make cobbler than go on vacation with me. And God, I really am freaking out. What's going on with you guys?
You got her all freaked out at lunch.
Are you still having sex with Spencer, yes or no? Yeah, all the time. And your marriage is fine.
Guys, can we please play charades now? Come on.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay.
Watch your step.
Walk home. Maybe he shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh.
No, no, no. Babe, I got it.
No, honey, no.
I'll put the house to bed. You go start back.
Babe, it's your birthday.
I got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, just do the bare minimum. I'll get the rest in the morning.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you.
Where are your pants?
Jen is preparing her suitcase.
Something wrong?
No, of course not.
Are you sure? I mean, is everything okay between us?
You're kidding, right? Come here.
He hugs her.
Come here. It's fine.
Maybe I could skip the cornfield packing method just this once.
Your flight's early. You should keep back.
He leaves. He goes into another room and turns on a light. Jen and Spencer lay in bed. Jen is awake, watching Spencer sleep. She pokes him in the temple. She turns over. And he opens his eyes. Jen walks to the living room. Henry is dead asleep on the couch. Spencer looks out the window in his bedroom. Jen puts the suitcase in the trunk.
Oh, I should have just told Nick where I'd go tomorrow. I feel terrible missing your birthday.
No worries. I got another one next year.
Hmm. Well, hold on. Hold on. I need your birthday kiss.
Jen kisses Spencer. Hmm.
Okay. We don't want the neighbors to get jealous. Throwing a little porno in the driveway.
Don't wait to be late for the airport.
How are you doing?
Okay.
She hops in the car.
It's your flight. There we go.
She drives off.
Hey, Jen! Jen! Hey! Jen!
Hey!
Hey, Jackie.
You're up early for a party animal.
Oh, yeah. I'm just running off to the airport.
My Dougie says it's a good thing we're such sound sleepers because, you know, a lot of other people might have an issue with all that noise. Mm. Anywho, Dougie wants to talk to Spence about this whole fence on the property line brouhaha we're having. We don't want to bring lawyers into it any more than you do, right? But we're quite sure our new fence is not on your land. You know, you understand.
Oh, yeah, perfectly, of course. But yeah. You understand you're going to have to take it up with Spence, right? Okay. Thanks, Jackie. I'm sorry. I'm such a big rush. See you soon.
Right. Okay, you're late.
Hey, did you guys have fun last night?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Of course, I'm paying for it this morning.
You're still taking Spence out tonight, though, right?
Yes, for the 100th time.
Good. Okay, did Daddy promise to be nice to him?
Not in so many words.
Mrs. Kornfelt puts vodka in her Bloody Mary mix.
Yourself on the plane. Let us take care of Spence, okay?
Okay, well, I'll call you when I get to San Francisco. Love you.
Love you too, June Bug.
She drinks from the pitcher.
Mm.
Jen stops the car and looks around. At home, Spencer pours himself a cup of coffee.
Oh, is that you or me?
That's me.
That's you.
Henry reads a text message and widens his eyes.
You got any milk?
Yeah. Everything all right?
Yeah.
What do I got? I got skim milk, and I've got some low-fat yogurt. You know what you can do? You mix the two together.
Henry swipes at Spencer with a knife, but cuts the milk carton.
What the hell are you doing, man?
Should have seen your face. You almost crapped your pants.
Yeah, it's really funny.
They fight in the kitchen.
What are you doing?
Killing you, buddy.
Henry lunges at Spencer with a knife, and they continue fighting. Spencer kicks Henry in the chest. Spencer leaps over the railing and onto the stairs. Henry grabs his ankle.
Where you going, Spence, huh? You got a gun upstairs or something?
Spencer slams Henry's head through the railing. They both crash through the railing. Spencer lands on the floor below. Henry hangs over the edge of the stairs, dangling by his shirt. The shirt tears, dropping Henry down onto a letter desk in the foyer. He rolls off onto the floor. Henry kicks Spencer and they trade punches. Henry chokes Spencer and pushes him through the window.
Surprise! I'm back!
Jen opens the door of the house and sees the mess.
Spence? What are you doing? Spencer, stop it! Stop, you're hurting him!
I need you to give me something.
Stop it!
Is it upstairs? On the bedside table? There's a Glock 45!
What?
It's a gun! Just go get it!
Why do you have a gun?
Just get it!
Jen runs upstairs. Spencer and Henry keep fighting.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm coming.
I need you to hurry.
Okay.
Right here. Good job, honey. Now, I need you to point the gun at him and shoot him in the face.
What?
Don't do it. You're crazy. It's a psychotic break. Don't do it.
Just shoot him, please.
Okay.
Jen shoots Henry in the leg.
Shut me!
Spencer slams Henry's face into a table. Henry lies unconscious.
Are you crazy?
You told me to shoot him in the face.
I didn't think you were really going to shoot. I was telling you it was a diversion.
Well, then you should have waited to cross your fingers or something.
Maybe I was a little busy trying not to die.
I shot him.
It's all right. He's just knocked out. He's not shot.
It's okay.
I need you to go to the basement and get the duct tape. There's duct tape downstairs. Go downstairs and get the duct tape.
I can't move.
Come on, man.
I can't move.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. He's going to be okay. Maybe.
Jen ties Henry to a chair with the duct tape.
Spence, what is happening?
Henry starts to wake up.
I'm about to find out.
Ah! Stop! You're hurting him.
That could be all right.
Spencer grabs Henry's cell phone.
Sorry, I'm bleeding on your chair. Just had it reupholstered, right?
Yeah.
Spencer reads Henry's text message. Has the target been retired?
We're under contract.
A contract for what? The business?
Somebody hired him to kill me.
Oh, my God.
I thought we were friends.
Really? Because you never seemed that invested.
Ah! I cover for you with every client that we have. I took a half a dozen hussy girls out of slashing your tires. I even drove you to the free clinic when your balls were swollen and you had that fungal thing.
No.
I helped you bury Sir Barks-a-Lot.
Hey, he was a good dog, all right? Leave him out of this.
He couldn't fetch a stick.
Spencer.
Yeah? By the end of the day, you're going to be just as dead as he is. You got a $20 million bounty on your head.
Jen looks at Spencer.
Are you gonna faint?
Unless I puke first.
Breathe. It's okay.
How is this okay?
I'll explain. Just not right now.
No, you explain now. I want you to explain right now.
Jan? Spence? Hello?
Yeah, that's it. Be very quiet. Maybe the other assassin will go away. It could be any of your neighbors. What? You didn't think I'd have some competition? $20 million buys a lot of patience.
Hello? I can see your car!
Spencer, it's just Jackie Valero.
I know you're in there.
She just wants to talk about the property line or something.
Or kill you.
Hello, you two, hello?
Well,
you
have to hear
about the fence.
What do we do?
Go, no. To the production.
What about him?
No!
Sir, stop.
If I don't, he'll come after us.
He's our friend.
He's a liar.
Jen and Spencer duck as bullets fly in through the windows. They run outside the front door, dodging bullets as they go. They burst into the garage and get into the car. Spencer backs the car out of the garage, taking the garage door with him as he goes.
Jen!
Jen waves to a neighbor.
She's holding the gun.
I can't tell.
Jen, everything all right?
Spencer speeds through the neighbor's lawn and plows over her bushes into the street. Henry, covered with blood, escapes through the front door.
Good morning.
Sit down.
I have a right to freak out. I don't even know who the hell you are.
It's me. I just have a different resume.
Who do you work for? Is it the mob?
I can't tell. If I tell you, they could kill you too. Let's just say that I work for the blah, 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 and they gave me a license to blah.
I need air right now.
Honey.
Oh, my God.
It was never my primary directive.
Are we even married? I mean,
yes,
legally
married.
Not
got
like
out.
Married in your heart.
I got out in France.
I was in the love bubble in France.
I was in the love bubble,
John.
Spencer looks at his rearview mirror and sees that someone is following them.
Got something for you, Spence.
Henry drives closer to them and grabs a gun.
Spread your legs.
Oh, no, you are not getting off that easy.
Spread them.
Spencer stabs Jen's seat with a knife.
Here.
Spencer takes out a gun and gives it to Jen. Henry starts shooting.
Hold on.
Spencer grabs the gun Jen was holding. Spencer drives all around the neighborhood, through people's lawns and gardens. Henry keeps chasing them.
He's on my side. He's on my side.
Henry crashes through a construction site, but keeps chasing them.
Damn. I got him.
You okay? Uh-huh. All right. He's gonna be close behind.
Spencer drives through a path.
Hide.
What?
Hide, now!
Jen gets out of the car and Spencer gives her a gun.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna kill him.
Spencer drives around looking for Henry. Spencer starts shooting at Henry's car. Henry keeps driving. Henry drives into a mountain of sand. Spencer rams Henry's car with his and pushes Henry's car down into the exposed footers of the house's foundation, impaling it. Jen looks from her hiding spot. Spencer gets out of the car.
Spence? Spencer!
Spencer looks at Henry's car.
Get in the truck.
Is he?
Yeah.
Start talking.
I was recruited in college freshman year.
Why did they choose you?
They looked for independent people, and after my parents passed, I didn't have any family, so. You gotta go, babe. You can be pissed at me in the truck.
Are you gonna kill me, too?
What if I was gonna kill you, I'd have shot you back at the house. It sounded weird. Logically, you know that that's true.
Okay.
Spencer and Jen get in the truck.
Spread them.
Sakes, what else do you have down there? How many people, Spence?
Four. 15. It's 15.
Is 15 your real number? Or is that like when you ask a girl how many guys she slept with and you have to double it and times it by 10? I didn't do that. I'm just...
15 is my number. And they were all bad guys, as far as I know. But it was getting harder to tell. And then I met you. And we fell in love, and I got out. My old boss reached out to me yesterday. He's staying in a hotel on Piedmont. He'll know what's going on.
Spencer drives away. Later, they arrive at the hotel. They get out of the car and start walking towards a side entrance. Jen puts her gun inside her skirt, leaving a big bulge.
Sweetie, your gun is showing.
Well, where do you expect me to put it? Have you seen the size of this thing?
Spencer gives her a little kid's backpack. She removes a stuffed animal from inside it and puts the gun inside. Jen and Spencer walk past the hotel room doors, which border a swimming pool. He motions for her to walk directly behind him.
Oh, it's my dad. Should I take it?
Spencer rolls his eyes at her.
Thought you said you were going to change that.
Spencer's mouth tightens and he presses a button to silence the phone. Elsewhere, Jen's parents stand by their outdoor minibar. Jen's dad stares at a cell.
Relax. It's a little early to check on Spencer, don't you think? And Jen will just be getting settled at the hotel.
Yeah, you're right.
Mrs. Kornfeld pours some wine in her glass. Her husband checks his phone. Spencer knocks on a hotel room door. Jen grabs a key card from a cleaning cart next to her and holds it out to him. Spencer takes it from her. Opens the door and walks inside, gun pointed. Jen remains outside. She looks around and suddenly follows him inside.
Easy. It's my old boss, Holbrook.
Holbrook lies dead in a pool of blood on the bed.
It's two to the heart, one to the head. It's old school training. I'd be an experienced hitter.
Spencer goes through Holbrook's effects, then grabs Holbrook's wrist.
All right, judging from his body, it happened early this morning. It's okay. It's the adrenaline. It'll go away in a little bit.
How can you talk about him like that? You knew him.
It's my training, baby. Sorry.
Spencer searches for something in the room.
Spencer, I can't stay in here. I think I'm going to get sick.
Just give me a second, baby.
Jen sits down.
He had to have some information about the target.
Spencer looks through Holbrook's wallet again.
He already looked there.
I'm missing something.
Spencer gazes around the room.
It's the watch. It's wrong. He never wore anything this flashy. Nothing to get noticed.
Spencer takes the watch off of his old boss's arm and starts dismantling it.
Look at this.
It's broken. Who cares?
No. It's a plug-in for, like, a flash drive or something. It's missing.
You're right. Someone's taking the drive.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Spencer pauses to let Jen out first, then closes the door with one last look to Holbrook.
Do you think that Henry got to Holbrook?
No. Henry wasn't green lit until this morning. There was another shooter at the house.
I think we need to get out of here.
Absolutely.
And go to my parents.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, my dad will know what to do.
No, I used to do this for a living, okay? We do not want to involve your parents, and we definitely don't need help from your dad.
I think we do, because your plan to kill Henry and come see a dead guy, it's not really working out.
I should have seen this coming. Of course you're going to rope your parents into this.
Oh, you're a spy and a double agent, but I'm the bad guy because I want to call my parents? Really?
We've been married for 3 years, and we've never been more than five minutes away
right
from
now?
Your
Come
parents.
On.
They're always coming over, and your dad's all, this is how the Kornfelds load the dishwasher and mow the lawn clockwise, because that's the Kornfeld way. Take this piece of coal, stick it up your keister, squeeze it real tight like we do, and you'll make a Kornfeld
Okay, now hold up a minute. You're talking about my parents.
And I'm your husband. What are we going to do when we have our own kids?
Jen throws up.
Jen, you just talk to me for a second. I take it back. I love your parents. I'm sending them a mental hug right now.
Look. Spencer! Hey! You okay?
I'm good.
Your garage, it's a wreck.
It was a party foul. Yeah,
you do realize we have the block party tonight, and it's a real eyesore.
Well, then don't look at it, Pete.
The smile disappears from Pete's face. Spencer goes off to find Jen.
You can't just run off like that. You make it impossible for me to protect you.
A little late for protection.
Spencer's gaze follows Jen's to a display of pregnancy tests.
What?
Think about it. My emotions are all over the place. I'm picking up smells that half the canine unit would miss. Plus, I pretty much feel like vomiting every time I breathe.
It's been a stressful day.
Explain these.
She points to her breasts.
Aren't they always that big?
Jen narrows her eyes at him and shakes her head.
You take the pill every day.
I know, but I had strep last month, remember? I had to take a Z-Pack. Antibiotics knock out the pill. That's why I told you we had to be careful.
I thought you were talking about my technique, not getting knocked up.
Okay, you know what? Don't yell at me, sure shot. You're the one who suggested Naked Saturdays.
A woman nearby stares at them.
Can I help you?
Stop it.
What?
Nice.
She's staring
rude.
At him. She's staring is rude.
You know what? You're not helping.
Folks, could I be of some assistance?
Yes, you can.
He holds up his badge.
Kevin. Which one of these is the most accurate?
Jen, I don't think he's a pregnancy test expert.
Kevin looks at Spencer. Spencer reaches surreptitiously for his gun.
Well, first response seems to be pretty popular. Can't seem to keep it on the shelf.
Kevin gives Jen a pregnancy test.
Okay. Must be your first.
Pregnancy test?
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it may be your lucky day.
Kevin grabs his inventory scanner and Spencer grabs his gun. Jen stops him.
Look at there. It's on sale.
Spencer puts his gun away.
Great! That's great.
Spencer yanks an armful of tests off the shelf and walks away.
Let's go.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Jen follows Spencer. Outside, Jen munches on a beef jerky stick. Spencer glances askance at her.
No judging.
I need to follow protocol and report Holbrook's termination. We'll get a safe house. You'll be protected there. And I can figure out who Holbrook's target was. Maybe find out who set this whole thing in motion.
As long as I get to pee on the stick and eat my delicious jerky, I'm in.
Great. Listen, there's one more thing. And you can't be upset. I need to steal a car.
Truck's out for bits.
Probably be the least awful thing we do all day, so go for it.
Spencer drives a stolen SUV down a road. Jen is at his side, snacking on nacho chips.
God, I'm eating like I just got home from fat camp.
Glad you said it.
Really? You want to poke Mama Bear right now? That seems like a good idea.
I mean, you're kind of scary.
Just
right
make
now,
your phone call.
He dials a number.
You're a go for contact.
This is Zulu 149er. Sierra 100 has been forcibly retired prior to contact. Please advise a secure location for briefing.
Hold for further instructions.
Zulu 149er?
That's my code name.
It's just not very catchy.
Sorry, all the cool code names were taken.
Zulu 149er, please confirm your contact and his status.
Sierra 100, and his status is dead, and I believe his target has put a hit on me.
Negative. Sierra 100 has no targets. He is no longer an active agent. Please provide your location and coordinates.
Spencer turns off the phone and makes a U-turn.
What happened?
Something's not right.
Where are you going?
Search Henry's stuff. See if we can find out who hired him. Maybe there's a connection to Holbrook. Oh, and you can do your key thing.
Later, at Spencer's work, Jen types on a laptop.
I got it. I'm in.
Nice.
Porn. 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 Porn.
Porn.
They look at the screen.
People are so inventive.
They're, like, propped up there, man.
Okay.
Jen moves to the next picture.
Okay, how weird is this gonna get? Because there are some things you cannot unsee.
It's a picture of Henry's dog, so barks a lot.
In costume?
I don't know.
Data files start opening up on screen.
Wait a minute. Look at the size of these files.
Pictures of Jen and Spencer appear on screen.
Oh my God. These are pictures from 2 years ago. I mean, this was the first block party we went to.
Whoever set this up was patient enough to embed Henry and God knows who else into my life.
Our life.
Our life.
More pictures appear.
Wait, what? I'm pretty sure your dad took that one.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just an observation.
Yes, an observation about my father and that photo.
Because it's a picture that he took.
Okay, so now my dad is a bad guy.
I definitely did
no,
not.
No, 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 you're right. You're right, because you're a liar and a hitman, and all everyone right, probably is, too. Right. So I bet my mom's in on it. And Gammy Kornfeld, yeah, I think she's just messing with our minds, you know, with the whole I'm in a wheelchair bit.
Okay, we are getting into some counterproductive territory here, and I think we should move on to something else. Maybe we should piss on a stick now. That'd be a good idea.
It is a good idea, because I do have to pee. Grab my gun.
You can't just walk out in. You are aware people are trying to kill us.
I really have to go.
Oh, oh.
For God's sakes, just turn the light on. It's not like there's a lot of places to hide.
Just humor me.
Jen and Spencer walk into a restroom. Spencer reads the pregnancy test box. Jen pulls down her skirt and sits on the toilet. He snickers, catches himself, then raises his eyebrows at Jen, who breaks into a grin.
I can't pee with you just standing there staring at me.
Hi, you peed in front of me a million times.
But there's a little more pressure now, don't you think?
Spencer turns on the faucet.
Better?
Jen stares off into space, then smiles.
No.
Really?
Jen looks around.
Honey, please, can you just give me 1 minute? It's gonna take a minute. You can guard the door.
Spencer leaves Jen alone in the restroom. He covers his face with his hands. He takes out his gun and starts following the noise. He rounds a bend and sees Vivian on the other side of a glass partition. He quickly hides his gun behind his leg and approaches.
Hey.
Hey.
You're here.
You're here.
Well, I'm glad. Look, there's a problem with the Winkai count. June 2008, the billing, you might want to take a look at it.
You know what? Let's forget the billing. We'll take care of it on Monday.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Vivian turns around and karate kicks Spencer. His gun slides across the floor. Vivian kicks Spencer again. He falls to the floor. Vivian grabs a gun, and Spencer throws a printer through the glass at her. Vivian starts shooting. Spencer hides around the corner, then jumps through the glass partition into another room. Meanwhile, Jen holds the pregnancy test and looks toward the door.
Spence?
Spencer hides from Vivian behind a wall as she pulls down a blind, looking for him. Vivian walks slowly along the other side of the wall, gun pointed. Spencer punches through the wall and grabs Vivian's neck. Vivian gets in one shot backward through the wall before Spencer knocks her gun away. It slides across the floor. Vivian yanks on Spencer's arm and flips him over her through the wall.
Spence?
Jen gets up and moves to the sink. Meanwhile, Vivian and Spencer fight in the hallway. Vivian spin kicks him and then hits him in the midsection. He deflects a kick and punches her in the gut. They continue sparring. He flips her onto a table and throws her into a display board, which falls down. She crawls over it and grabs her gun. He sacks her through another glass partition. They land on the conference room table. As they grapple for the gun, Vivian grabs a telephone cord and tries to choke Spencer with it. Jen runs in, brandishing her gun, and points it at Vivian.
Wait! You stop it! Stop it!
Vivian pauses and smirks at Jen. Jen pulls the trigger on the gun. The ammo falls out of Jen's gun. He has the gun held between the cord and his neck, and he shoots toward the ceiling. The bullet hits the metal beam holding up the antler chandelier. It swings loose and slams into Vivian, impaling her. She swings lifelessly from the chandelier. Spencer clutches at his ear.
Are you okay?
Jen looks at the pregnancy test stick she's still clutching in her other hand.
I'm out of ammo.
She looks at him, eyes wide.
Well, it's before babies, huh?
Hey, ammo is kind of important right now. What's it say?
She hands him the test stick and walks away.
What's 2 bars mean? Hey, you gotta translate this for me.
She lifts a glass partition and goes to leave. He grabs hold of her.
Am I gonna be a dad?
I'm gonna be a mother, but I'm not sure yet if you're gonna be a father.
Jen walks away from him and leaves the building.
Jen, I know you're upset, and you have every right to be, but I can't change who I was.
Where does that leave us?
We'll figure it out.
How?
I will keep you safe.
How? Tell me how, and I will stay.
He looks at her and opens his mouth to speak, but then stops. She looks down.
It's over, Spence.
She gets in the car.
I know you don't want this to be over.
Would I want it stopped mattering the moment I saw those two bars?
He looks down. Jen takes the test stick from him and starts the car.
Where are you going?
Jen puts the car into gear and drives away. Jen. Spencer follows for a few steps.
Jen.
Jen!
Jen looks at him in her rearview mirror as she drives away. She stares off into space and drifts into the oncoming lane of traffic.
Whoa. Oh, Olivia.
Olivia raises her middle finger at her. Jen frowns. Meanwhile, Spencer's phone beeps and he looks at it. He stops and pulls out Henry's phone.
Henry, who is calling you?
Spencer flips open Henry's cell phone.
You gotta be kidding me.
Spencer turns around as Milo pulls up in a delivery truck.
Hey, Spencer, got a package for you.
He tosses a clipboard to Spencer, who catches it.
Relax, buddy. Try a little decaf. Come on around the other side for me.
Spencer slowly makes his way around the truck.
I think it's that backorder fabric from Tucson. Sure took a sweet time getting here, huh?
Milo holds out a box to Spencer, who slowly takes it. Spencer narrows his eyes as he glances into the truck.
I just need your signature on the top there.
Pen?
Oh, yeah.
Milo bends down to grab a pen, but instead pulls out a machine gun. Spencer throws the box at him and kicks him in the midsection. He closes the truck door and starts running away. He ducks for cover behind cars as Milo shoots at him. Suddenly, Olivia pulls in and runs over Milo with her car. Milo sprawls on the ground. Spencer comes out of hiding and looks at the scene. Olivia rolls over him for good measure.
I think I got him.
Yeah, you got him.
Oh, God. I'm glad you're okay. God, look at the windshield. You must have really pissed him off.
She revs the engine and the tires on her car spin as she starts chasing Spencer. He jumps inside the mail truck just in time before she sideswipes the side of the truck. Various delivery boxes fall on Spencer.
Is anyone not trying to kill me?
Olivia U-turns and aims for the truck again. Spencer jumps out of the truck and runs and grabs the machine gun. Olivia is about to plow into Spencer when Jen crashes into Olivia with her car. Olivia spins out, hitting some metal canisters. Spencer starts shooting. Olivia takes out a gun and shoots back. Spencer shoots at a metal canister marked flammable behind Olivia. It explodes, engulfing Olivia and her car in flames. Spencer leans back against Jen's car. Jen gets out of the car and looks at Olivia's car. Jen sighs. Spence holds out his machine gun, and Jen clings her gun against his.
Thanks. Let's go steal a car.
Stolen sedan through a nearly deserted street at dusk, Spencer at her side.
So what do we do now?
I don't know. Maybe some couples counseling.
She looks over at him and smiles.
No. Now, Spencer. What do we do? Right now.
Right now. Right. Yeah. Okay. Right now. Right now we're going to go to the house. I got a go bag. We got money, weapons, passports. We're set.
Why exactly do we have a go bag? Spencer, did you know this was going to happen?
No, I didn't know.
You're lying. You are lying.
Am I telling you everything? No, I'm not telling you everything. Okay, but we're married. That's what married people do, honey. They lie to each other. They tell people things that aren't true to keep them safe and to protect one another when they ask things like if they have their mother's arm.
Jen stares down at her arms, mouth agape.
Not that you have your mother's arms. I'm not... You lied to me
no,
the
I
first
didn't.
Time we met.
No, I didn't.
Unless your dad is a Russian pervert.
Well, I came clean about that. You didn't. You did not come
I
clean.
Did too.
No, you didn't.
I told you, I can't help that you were sleeping. I didn't know that you sleep like a dead person.
Come on.
Well, I, for all I know, you heard everything I said.
Based on what?
Based on your leg was twitching.
God, you know, this is perfect. This is just perfect. You couldn't have just been hiding porn in the crawl space like Susie Brent's husband, Murray.
Murray Brent?
No, 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 no. You had to be a spy. I can't believe I married a spy. What am I, pussy galore?
Not that I know of.
Excuse me? You're going to complain now about our sex life? Is that what you're doing? That's what you're going to do now?
Sex. Pull the car over. We'll have sex right now.
No, we're going to my parents. We are going to my parents. No. I'm taking us to my parents' house.
We are not
house.
Going
yes.
to your parents'
yes,
house.
Yes, we are.
We are not.
I said yes.
Listen to me. We cannot go to your parents. You have to trust me. I love you. And I will protect you. Now, you did a great job of finding a car. I need you to point it at the house and step on it.
Okay, fine. I'm stepping on it. It's not going. It's stopping, actually. It's starting to go.
Jen pulls over. Spencer looks at the driver's side dashboard and closes his eyes. Nighttime. Spencer and Jen walk down a neighborhood street.
Didn't notice the blinking fuel light.
You're right. I apologize. Topping off the tank should have been my first priority.
Spencer and Jen turn around and notice a car approaching them from behind. The car starts speeding toward them.
Run.
They start running. Run. Spencer takes out his gun and starts shooting at the car. From his porch, Mac is shooting at them, sniper style. They duck for cover behind a car.
Jump! Go that way!
As Spencer returns Mac's fire, both Jen and Spencer run through their neighbors' backyards.
Darn it!
They start to climb a fence. Mac returns to the car, where Lily waits in the driver's seat. Mac struggles to open the door, but finally gets in the car.
I missed!
Really?
Lily drives off.
Run!
As Spencer and Jen scale another fence, they look backward to see Lily and Mac following them, crashing through the fences as they go.
$1 million!
You got him, sweetie!
The car follows closely after them as they run through the yard into the street. Lily and Mac's car crashes through a fire hydrant and into a parked car.
God, those bubbles are amazing!
Spencer and Jen run past two children holding sparklers and running down the sidewalk. They stop and stare at a crowd of people.
The block party. Stay close, keep moving.
They head for the block party. They walk past a carousel.
Walnut muffin?
Jen looks at her neighbor and gives her a small smile. Spencer and Jen continue on, casting assessing glances at their neighbors as they walk by. They look over as some neighbors use toy guns on some amusement games. Pete glares at them as they stroll past. Kristen approaches.
Hey!
They continue past her without stopping.
There's no way she's packing meat.
Oh, you'd be surprised how people hide stuff.
Guys, can I use the bathroom in your house? Number one.
They shut the door to their house as they enter.
Where's the go bag?
The office. Stay away from the windows, okay? The safe is underneath the carpet. The combination's our anniversary.
Where are you going?
To get the guns.
Oh, get the guns. More guns. That's great.
Spencer starts off, but then stops and looks around. Meanwhile, Jen grabs their passports and some money. Lily and Mac approach the front door and enter, walking quietly through the house carrying machine guns. Spencer cocks his gun and walks into their closet. He grabs a duffel bag from a top shelf. Meanwhile, Jen reads from a passport.
Otilda Waldfridson? Ooh, I'm Swedish.
Behind her, Lily and Mac walk past the door to the room. Jen hears the creak and looks up. She grabs the gun and gets up.
Spence? Spencer, is that you?
Spencer loads his gun with fresh ammo and grabs another duffel bag. He sees the Baileys walking up the stairs. He shuts himself in the closet.
Spence? Spencer, is that you?
Jen walks through the unlit kitchen, gun in hand. She sees someone approaching the door and hides her gun.
Oh, God. Mom.
Mrs. Kornfelt walks in.
You know, it is actually not a great time.
You think?
Kristen enters the house after her, pointing a gun at Jen's mother's back. Jen points her gun at Kristen.
Kristen? I know, actually, that kind of makes sense.
Jen's mom laughs.
Your gun? Earth's last call for mommy.
Mrs. Kornfelt glares at Kristen. Upstairs, Mac and Lily walk into Spencer and Jen's bedroom. Inside the closet, Spencer loads a gun. Spencer sees shadows pass under the closet door. Mac nods toward the closet, and Lily moves next to Mac. The Baileys point their guns at the closet.
I told you, she's not a nice girl.
You told her that? It's very rude.
The Baileys spray the closet door with bullets.
Darn it, who is up there?
I don't know. If somebody shoots Mr. Perfect before I had the chance to, I will kill you both on principle. Lower your gun now.
Jen puts the gun down. Upstairs, Mac and Lily open the closet door. It appears empty.
Check it out.
Suddenly, Spencer swings down from a shelf and kicks Mac down. Spencer shoots Lily, who is wearing a bulletproof vest.
Lily!
Mac attacks Spencer and they tussle briefly. Spencer breaks Mac's neck.
Mom, go, okay? I am all the leverage you need.
I didn't spend the last 3 years listening to you babble incessantly about your perfect little life to F it all up now. So get in the living room, both of you. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Turn around.
Jen's mom takes Jen by the hand as they all walk into the living room. Jen and her mom sit on the couch.
Okay, all right.
Jen, to be fair, we did have some good times.
Kristen lowers her gun. Someone shoots at Kristen in the torso.
Oh, there you are, dear.
Jen's father walks in carrying a gun. Spencer points a gun at him from across the room. Mr. Kornfelt spins towards Spencer.
My dead best friend wants to let you know that your target's still alive.
Stand down, Spencer.
Whoa, hey, guys.
He killed Holbrook. Two to the heart, one to the head, remember? And then he pulled the trigger on me.
Daddy, is that true?
I put sleepers in your life because I didn't trust your husband. I hoped I'd never have to use it.
He pulls out a small object and shows it to Jen.
It's the flash drive from Holbrook's watch.
It's all there. His old boss turned dirty. And in your office, when I saw that card with his name on it, I knew you were back in the game and you were coming after me.
Jen's father flashes back to a memory of reading the postcard in Spencer's office.
So I activated the killers.
No, I'm not trying to kill you, sir.
Why don't you tell her about Nice, where you tried to blow me up?
How do you know about Nice?
I was supposed to be on that helicopter. When I saw you, I didn't go.
So you said you got out when we met in France. You said you were in the love bubble.
I got out. I'm out.
Just look at him. Does he look like he's out?
It was my last job. I'm out. I got out. For us.
Jen stares at Spencer.
And I'm never going back.
Spencer puts his gun down. He removes the ammo. Jen closes her eyes and sighs. She smiles. She looks at her mother and they exchange smiles.
So you are not a pilot. Is that what we're... Daddy, enough. Put your gun down. I have been dodging bullets all day thanks to you, and it is not good for the baby.
You have a baby?
No, I'm going to.
Oh, I knew it!
Jen hugs her mom.
Let's celebrate.
Okay.
I'm going to be a grandpa?
Yes.
Jen's dad turns away and shoots. Lily rolls down the stairs, dead.
Oh, God.
A gunshot wound in her forehead.
Oh, my God.
And you are the father.
Oh, for God's sakes, Dad.
Jen hugs Spencer.
Okay.
This would be a great time for a trust circle.
Trust circle?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that, okay? Let's gather everybody. Dad, pull up a chair. Mother, join us.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't do trust circles.
I know, Mother, but I think that this is necessary. Humor me. Okay.
I finally understand that I am not to blame for this dynamic, okay? You are, and you need to own that. I need to own the fact that I unwittingly married the one man who is exactly like my father. A liar. So, if any of you want to ever see this kid, this is what's going to happen, okay? There will be no more lying. No more stealing cars or hiding weapons in the furniture. And I never want to see you two try to kill each other again, okay? In fact, there will be no more killing. I don't want to see you swat a freaking fly, okay? All right? Are we all together on this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a great job, baby.
Whew. Is there anything else that I need to or should know? Anyone?
Spencer raises his hand.
Spencer.
English is not my first language. Why am I dying?
Jen smiles.
And also the third week that we were together, you said I love you in your sleep. And I didn't tell you because I wanted to be the one who said it first. So.
Jen smiles again.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, fine. In addition to planting killers in your life and secretly working for a government agency, I would like to admit.
Spencer and Jen's dad point their guns at the door.
Jen! We need to talk about that dark property line.
Hi, Jen.
Jen punches her in the face.
Sweetie, I don't think she was a killer.
Oh, I know.
Jen's dad smiles. Jen returns the smile. Later, Spencer works on the wiring inside a toy.
Red wire crosses blue, good as new.
Blue crosses red, good as dead. I know, it's my saying.
That's not your saying, that's my saying. You copied me.
I've not copied you a day in my life.
Spencer has a mustache, just like Jen's dad.
I think it's coming in nice, don't you?
No.
Spencer reattaches the toy to a mobile.
He likes it. Don't you, buddy? You like daddy's mustache, don't you? Don't you like that mustache?
How's my little big guy doing?
I'm great. Except for your dad thinks I'm copying him, which I'm not. Will you please tell him I'm not copying him?
Oh, sorry, sweetie. Every girl marries her father. Oh, that's not gross.
Oh, I certainly did. Oh, my father was one handsome man. Well-built, rippling muscles. His mustache was a lot larger than yours, though. Thick, like a Balkan forest.
Well, that's nice, Mother, but you're here to babysit, not creep me out, so if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, hi! Yeah, Grandma's a little scary. Yeah.
Maybe it's too soon. Maybe we should just stay.
No, it's not too soon. We're not staying. It's date night. We're going to go out. It's going to be great. I'm in my skinny jeans.
Don't worry, Spencer. You can trust us.
Well, if we can't trust them, who can we trust, right?
Right.
Hi, buddy.
They all leave the baby's room. Spencer turns off the light and closes the door as he goes. Spencer peeks back in and activates an alarm around the crib before he leaves. Multiple beams of red lights surround the crib. The baby reaches up toward his mobile.